In this lesson, we're talking about jazz guitar extended chords. I'm Jared from SoundGuitarLessons.com. This video is part of a series that I've been doing for a while that is all about mastering chords and harmony on the guitar from the ground up, from beginner to advanced. We're pretty far along here in the advanced stage, and today we're talking about adding extensions to simple jazz chords. Because this is part of a series, this lesson does build on specifically two previous lessons, but you can watch it on its own as well. By itself, this video will just straight up show you the shapes that you need for all the most common jazz chords that use extensions, like chords that have sevens as well as nines, as well as 11s or 13s or combinations of these things. So we're going to go through to decode, you know, what's your go-to option for any time you see one of these types of chords. We're going to take the shell voicings that I talked all about two videos ago. Highly recommend that video. And then my last video was on the theory of extensions, nines, 11s, 13s. What does that mean? How do we build them? So if you're already good on those two things, we're just combining those two things. We're taking shell voicings and we are adding extensions to them. And I'm going to recommend to you my philosophy on having specifically a go-to kind of single option for any type of jazz chord that has an extension before you start worrying about all the other possibilities and substitutions and inversions and many, many voicings and all that. And you'll see why it works really well. I like to keep things simple, but methodical is exactly what we're going to do in this lesson. And with this approach, we're also going to be able to add the fives of chords. The shell voicings don't include the fifth of a chord, so we can add those as well, and we need to because we need to address an altered five chord when a five is flat, when a five is sharp. It's going to be the same approach that we're taking when we're adding extensions. So we're going to take every type of extension, flat 9, 9, sharp 9, 11, sharp 11, flat 13, 13, and also fives, flat 5 and sharp 5 and also natural 5. And then we're going to take each chord type and we're just going to say, can we add each type of extension to this chord type? So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the formula here, which is that we're taking our shell voicings. And if you know what those are, great. You don't have to have them all perfectly memorized. If you're confused or you want to go deep on those, two videos ago is the place to get that info. We're just going to take each shell voicing. And then if we need to add a nine, any kind of nine, we're going to play our fifth string rooted shell voicing, or shell voicing where the root is on the fifth string. And if we need to add anything else, we are going to play the shell voicing with the root on the sixth string. So if it has an 11, sharp 11, 13, any kind of 13 or 5 or altered 5, those are all going to be shell voicings rooted off the sixth string with those added on top. And anything with a 9 is a shell voicing rooted off the fifth string. So let's just dive in here with major 7 as our first chord type. And we say we want to add a 9 to major 7. I'm going to go ahead and play everything on the C root here. So here's our shell voicing for C. And then that's where we add a 9. We're not going to add a flat 9 or a sharp 9 to the major 7. And the reason why is just because of the common scales that we're using in our tonal language doesn't create that structure. Again, theoretically you could, but it would have to come from what might be called a synthetic scale. Exists theoretically and you could play with it, but is not in common practice, certainly in music that we hear and use and play. So not practical. So therefore a major 7 with a 9 is that voicing. And that is straight up the most common, ubiquitous, useful major 7 shape with a 9. If you ask any guitarist, play me E flat major 9, very likely their hands would jump to this. So I'm giving you these voicings that are the go-to for most people. And then from there, there are many other ways. Indeed, you can play any chord type. Okay, what if we want to add 11 to a major 7 chord? Well, everything else is going to be over here rooted off the 6th string. So I'm going to take my major 7 shell voicing, and you can hear it here. A natural 11 on a major 7 chord is not something that is used, usually not recommended. Sometimes when we do these artificially altered chords that aren't in common practice, and we're like, well, why does this not exist? Why do people not do that? Very often it's because that actually creates a different chord type. So we might see some of those as we go along. For example, like a minor 6 chord. I did a video all about 6 chords recently. And I said a minor 6 chord is a minor triad with a major 6. And a question that comes up sometimes is, well, why can't a minor triad have a flat 6 on it? So like a minor triad with a flat 6. Well, you can. And so yeah, it exists, but it actually is and functions as, it's straight up the notes of a first inversion major 7 chord. And it sounds like that too. So sometimes when we start moving things around, it just becomes something else. And you can say it's theoretically a minor chord with a flat 6, but really it's just major 7 chord with the first inversion. Don't worry about the details of what I meant there. I'm just saying all of that so I can from now on in this video say when something comes up that isn't really used or doesn't really exist, I'm just gonna say we don't get that. You know, we don't get an 11 with the major 7 chord because it's either not common, not practical, not useful for you, or straight up doesn't exist because it actually creates another type of chord. So now we'll be able to really just go through and have fun with the options that are useful. Major 7 sharp 11, beautiful chord, absolutely. So how do I know that's sharp 11? Well, in this series I talked on and on about counting with the major scale and being able to find scale degrees and chord tones with the scale by counting. So if I had to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, sharp 11. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, sharp 11. It's just what exists. It's just where it lines up from the root if you count like that. The last video I did on extensions is where I talk specifically about counting and keeping the numbers going to 8, 9, 10, 11 and finding things that way. So very cool. Major 7 with a 13 would just be called a major 13 chord. So this is where that 13 is the same note as 6. But you call it 13 because it's on top of a major 7 chord. So it has a 7 and a 3 and a 13. Ah, beautiful. If we want to add the 5 is right here for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's up there. So major 7 sharp 5 is a chord type that exists. That is the third chord in melodic and harmonic minor. If you build chords with those scales, and I have 2 videos coming out soon on the theory of the chords through those 2 scales. Major 7, sharp 5. So I kind of set up the foundation here. Let's go through the rest of these chords. Let's do major 6. If we add a 9 to major 6, absolutely. This would be called C6-9. A 6 chord with a 9. Gorgeous, okay? 6 chord with an 11 or sharp 11? You can add a sharp 11 to the 6 chord. That would be that. Not going to be that common that you see that on a lead sheet or anything, but you can do that. And then adding the 5. And you wouldn't add a 13 because you already have the 6. Okay, let's do dominant 7 next. Dominant 7 is a free-for-all. We get almost everything with it. It's really fun. We can add a flat 9 to it. You can bar your first finger to get that flat 9 there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, flat 9. Okay, so you can get that. And or you can definitely play on the tips of your fingers instead by just rearranging. Okay, so flat 9. Definitely C9, which is C7 with a natural 9. C7 sharp 9 exists. We don't get a natural 11, so we're going to go up to C7 sharp 11. Now, if you saw a C7 flat 5, this would be the same voicing. That would be your go-to voicing. Sharp 11 and flat 5 are inharmonic equivalents. They are the same pitch, but they represent different things. So this shape is what you're going to use for dominant 7 flat 5 as well as dominant 7 sharp 11. The difference is the implication of what other notes are there. If this is called dominant 7 sharp 11, well then the 5 exists there, and a melodic player could play that. So that really changes kind of the melodic options. If it's flat 5, you actually, that natural 5 is not going to be there because it's flat 5. So that means that it's going to be coming from a very, very different sound. Okay, so pretty much worlds apart there, but yet this voicing is the same either way. If you want to add the natural 5, you're going to play this voicing. If you're going to add the sharp 5 or flat 13, same voicing for both those. Again, the implication is if it's called sharp 5, it means the natural 5 is not there. If it's called flat 13, then the natural 5 is next to it. Totally different scales that those chords come from, but this voicing will be the same. So sharp 5 or flat 13, and then C7 13 in this case. That shape. Let's do minor 7 next. Minor 7 with a flat 9 is kind of nowadays a modern sound that is used sometimes, but traditionally in kind of functional harmony, pretty much considered not a chord. I rather like it. It's kind of a modal chord that is used now. So minor 7 with a flat 9, I'm going to include in the list here just to be aware of. Minor 7 with a natural 9, absolutely. Beautiful. Okay, we can't do sharp 9 on minor 7 because that's the same note as the flat 3, which the chord already has. Minor 11 chord, that's a minor 7 chord with 11. Ooh, just gorgeous. Anytime you see a minor 7 chord, you can turn it into a minor 11 chord. That's always going to be there. Minor 7 flat 5 is already just a half diminished chord, and that's just a typical chord type. Minor 7 with a 5, a lot of ways to play this. You can bar or all tips of fingers, or do this common way of playing the root with your middle finger and barring with your third finger. And then we're not going to get a flat 13. You can do a minor 7 13 chord though. I like that chord. It's basically a minor 6 chord. You just have the 7 in there as well. For the half diminished chord, we're not going to add any extensions. We're just going to add our flat 5 over here. That just fills out the chord, because our shell voicing version didn't use the 5 at all, so the flat 5 of that chord really helps the sound of it obviously sound like half diminished. Otherwise, it's hard to know if that's supposed to be there or not. So no extensions that we need there, though you can do the minor 11 kind of voicing and play between those two. Let's do dominant 7 sus 4. Here's that shell voicing. You can totally add the flat 9. Beautiful chord there. I love the sus 4 with the 9. It's just these notes all on one fret, and I'm plucking the middle 4 strings. You can add that top note too, and it completes the chord with the 5. But I'm hybrid picking with just the middle strings here. You cannot have a sus 4 with a sharp 11. Here's that natural 5. You can have flat 13 or 13 with those. And let's do minor 6. Pretty much the only extension you're going to add for minor 6 is the 9. Ah, just a gorgeous chord. Very rich. And then over here, you'd add the 5. So add the 9 off of the 5th string root, just the 5 here. For the minor major 7 chord, it's a minor chord with a major 7. You can add a 9. That would be our shape there. And up here, I would just add the 5. And the last chord type we're going to cover is diminished 7. We're not going to add an extension or anything when we're root off the 5th string. And off the 6th string, just go ahead and add the flat 5 if you want to complete the chord and add more color to it. When you do that, and if you bar with your first finger, you can add your pinky to have a flat 13 in there. That's actually very common as a kind of a melodic motion or a melody note during this chord. So what if you want to add two extensions at once, like C7, flat 9, flat 13? Well, still, I just recommend having these go-to options and just bouncing between them. It just gives you somewhere to move. It's quite nice. You can work on voicings later that include multiple extensions, multiple notes. I'm going to get into that in a future video with rootless voicings, where we take the root away so we can add more, even more color on top. But for now, use these options. You have your shell voicing. Then you have flat 9, C7 flat 9 over here, and C7 flat 13 over here. All those are interchangeable. It's pretty cool. So here are some examples of some of these being used, and then we're going to put it to the test by looking at a lead sheet and playing around with it. Dominant 7 sharp 9 is sometimes called the Jimi Hendrix chord because he used it so much, and like Purple Haze. Here's an example of a couple extensions being used in a melodic way with the song You've Got a Friend in Me. We got an E flat major triad, B7 sharp 5 or B7 flat 13, and then E flat 9, that's E flat 7 with a 9. You got a friend in me, you got a friend in me. So I really like that example because it shows this kind of melodic purpose of using those extensions, and these are the exact voicings that we're learning here. Let's jump to the iRoll Pro app and test this out. I pulled up Blue and Green here, the Miles Davis tune. Gorgeous, colorful chords here with a few extensions. We have a G minor 6. I'm going to add a 9 to that just to make it even more colorful. Then we got A7 sharp 9. Beautiful. We have D minor 7. I'm going to add an 11 to that. And then D flat 7. And then C7. I'll add an 11 to that as well. Then we got F7. I'll add a 9 to that. And then B flat major 7 sharp 11. It's kind of the surprise sound there. A7 sharp 9. D minor 6. I like adding a 9 to those. Oh, so fun. All right, I'm going to pull up another random tune here. I pulled up this Bill Evans tune. I'm just going to play the exact chords it asks for. I'm not going to add extensions unless it asks for them. So we got B flat major 7. I'm going to go ahead and add the 5 on top of our shell voicing. E7 sus flat 9. Not super common that you'll see that. Then E7 with a sharp 9. or I can jump over here to E7, sharp 5. A minor 7, I'm going to add the 5. D7, sharp 5. D7, shell voicing, sharp 5. G half diminished, just as is. C7, sharp 5, or C7, sharp 9. C minor 7 with a 5. F7 with a sharp 5 over here. F minor 7. B flat 7 sharp 5. E flat minor 7. So you get the point. You see that we can add a lot of depth and richness and texture to these chords. The shell voicings give us everything we need, the essential sound of any crazy chord type. And then just this one extra added note gives us this whole other dimension to play with. And these are the common guitar voicings. So usually people will go about kind of just memorizing the shapes, but we've done it in this way now where we're kind of building on the theory, understanding where the extensions come from, understanding the shell voicing idea, and then having that as a kind of a backup go-to, or using it as a more essential sound, and then adding the extension on top when we want to. The thing that still might be kind of confusing is, when can you take liberties? When can you just add a certain type of extension? For now, take one of two options. Just don't, and just play kind of the pure chord, add the 5 if you want to, or just play the shell voicing. And then the main point of this is that you now have, if an option comes up where you want to specifically play the 9, or someone asks for that chord sound, or it's on a lead sheet or whatever, then you have something that you can do confidently. So I want you to have, with every type of extension, somewhere where you know how to play it. And that's what you have here. So option one is to just play exactly kind of the strict version of it. Option two is to not worry about if the liberties you're taking are correct or not. Because technically you can do anything. Even if you see C9, you can just make it C#9. You know, if you like the sound, go for it. And that's a little harder for us to wrap our heads around sometimes, but that's your other option, to just totally be creative. And what's the worst that can happen? It's going to be a little crunchy, right? Or you learn from it and say, actually, I don't like that. But you also might stumble on something that you really like. So you can add any extension to any chord anytime. And your ears and your taste are the barometer for whether or not you want to do that again, or if it felt good to you. And so that's really the fun path, but harder, because there aren't these rules and constraints where you can say, oh, I know exactly what to do. So you have the I know exactly what to do version. That's very comforting. I want you to get really used to that and feel confident in that. And then I do want you to, if you can, start to just play around, just start adding extensions to things. Yes, if you do just do that loosely like that, you are sometimes going to add an extension to something that technically comes from a different scale than maybe the harmony was intending, but that's part of experimenting. So take your time, of course, no rush with this, just kind of soak it in, and definitely just have fun with it. My next video is going to be about chromatic guitar chords, that is chords that are outside of a key. It's not going to be jazz specific, just the idea of chords that go outside of a key and the theory of it and where that comes from, and some popular songs actually that use examples of that. It's going to be a fun lesson. That'll be next week coming out. Can't wait to see you there. Take care, happy practicing, and thanks so much.